Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thanks to all of you for listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. And thank you for all the love on Pinterest. That's a Freudian slip, huh? Pinterest. All the love on Pinterest. Yeah, Pinterest. That would be a concept destined to fail, huh? Yes, we appreciate all the love on Pinterest. We love you back. We want you to get the best out of your website, and we're here to schoolhouse rock you about your business website and how you can get the most out of it. If you have questions about web design, PPC, social media, web development, SEO, content marketing, and just what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at infomindndnd.com or just hit that big, beautiful Ask a Question button to your right on our website. Our social media swami, Chris Bradley, and I saw a nice demonstration of augmented reality a few weeks back that really got my gears turning. By definition, in case you are not familiar with augmented reality, it's not a completely new concept, but it's trending more now because it's a concept that has made inroads into education. It's really fascinating. By definition, augmented reality is, quote, this is the Wikipedia definition of it. Augmented reality is, quote, a live, direct, or indirect view of a physical, real-world environment whose elements are augmented or supplemented by computer-generated sensory input such as sound, video, graphics, or GPS data. As a result, the technology functions by enhancing one's current perception of reality. Now, you don't hear a ton about augmented reality, but it definitely bears some attention as the potential is there, possibly, to revise print advertising in the marketing world, because augmented reality actually uses image recognition through a mobile device to allow you to interact with whatever picture or advertisement you're looking at. It's pretty cool to see, and there is potential. But the question is there enough potential that you as a business owner should be considering it? I mean, it sounds almost surreal, huh?
Should you be considering augmented reality as a part of your marketing mix?
Well, it depends on how much print advertising figures into your budget already, I believe. But to get a better understanding of both the problem and the potential, let's look at the facts about print media. We're going to focus mostly on the decline of newspaper readership and sales, and that's a great barometer for what has happened with other print media, and the immediacy or lack thereof of newspapers is a strong discussion point. First of all, it's no secret that newspaper sales have been dropping for years. Since the advent of the internet age, newspaper sales have dropped consistently 2% per year, with that number increasing in recent years. Now, possibly the worst year was 2008, when, along with the decline in overall sales, newspaper ad revenues dropped overall by 23%. Now, for all intents and purposes, a quarter of all ad revenues were lost, and they're not coming back. Now, just how bad has this been for newspapers? Well, right here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we used to have the Intelligencer Journal as the morning paper and the Lancaster New Era as the afternoon paper, all under the same ownership. In 2009, the New Era merged with the Intelligencer Journal and became Lancaster's lone daily newspaper, continuing under the name Intelligencer Journal. Now, a little trivia for you. Until last year, when the paper was renamed and rebranded LNP, the Intelligencer Journal was the oldest continuous newspaper in the USA that had not changed its name. Thanks to Wikipedia for that little nugget and for some of these stats I'm spewing here. Anyway, the two papers merged simply because declining revenues made it necessary. In October of last year, the name of the newspaper was changed to LNP, and the the design is now more of a tabloid look. Now, that's just Lancaster. The New York Times, the Boston Globe, their employees had to make great concessions so they could stay in business. Same with the San Francisco Chronicle. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer stopped print altogether and is now just internet-based. How bad has it really gotten? The Newspaper Revitalization Act was introduced in March 2009 and is still being debated in Congress as a possible solution for newspapers. It would allow newspaper companies to restructure as nonprofits with the accompanying tax breaks. This would basically allow newspapers to be like NPR, PBS, and myriad public broadcasting companies, but they would be barred from political endorsements. Seems like that would be okay anyway, as politicians are really relying less on print media to exercise their influence. It's sad to see, but newspapers and magazines are basically going the same route as the printed Yellow Pages or Yellow Book. You know, that big doorstop that's delivered every year wrapped in protective plastic on your doorstep. These businesses weren't taking the internet seriously enough in the early 2000s, and by the time they did, there were already too many other internet-based resources where people could get the same information. White Pages, Super Pages, Google Places, Yahoo Local, and I'm sure you can name plenty more. Those names had earned trust with the internet community, and now the print media was the outsider. Same with newspapers. By the time the local newspapers got on the internet bandwagon, internet surfers, when was the last time you heard that term used? Internet surfers had already decided that they trust CNN.com, ABC.com, USAtoday.com, and other print resources that were ahead of the curve and had beaten them to the punch. So with all this negative factual information, why on earth would anyone be advertising in newspapers and magazines anymore? Well, the truth is, while readership has declined, there still is readership, and there still are businesses who see nice returns from print media. Those returns are diminishing, though. It's inevitable. They continue to diminish. And the concept of augmented reality brings to the fore some true potential because it allows the reader to interact with the print media through a tablet, iPad, or other mobile device. Yep, it's pretty cool. The demonstration that Chris and I saw was with school materials. You know, those educational posters you see in the hallways of most schools and different printed materials kids are given. Let's say your eighth grader is walking through the hall at their school and they see a poster on the wall near their locker promoting healthy eating habits. If your eighth grader holds up their mobile device, say their iPad, if they hold up their iPad and view the healthy eating poster through their iPad, the device recognizes the poster image through an app and presents several options on the iPad screen that your child can then interact with using the touch screen. The options could be suggestions for creating better balanced meals or when you should eat or healthy snack suggestions. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the bottom line is, the child is no longer just looking at a poster on the wall. They can now be more engaged and potentially more likely to learn and more likely to benefit from the information the poster has to offer, especially since now the poster, through this augmented reality, is offering information beyond what is printed. Personally, I think it's great for kids because of this. I can see a market for it in this environment for sure, but what about adults? Would this same concept work on print ads and even billboards or the ads on the sides of buses? That's kind of a scary thought in a way. I'll give your minds a break and we'll talk about the augmented reality pros and cons in print advertising when we come back.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
We are back on the Mind Your Business podcast, and we're talking augmented reality. This isn't really me. It's Milli Vanilli, but I digress. So we touched on how this augmented reality thing can be beneficial in an educational environment with kids. But what about adults and print advertising? Think about this for a moment. Let's say you're looking in a food and wine magazine and you see an advertisement for a winery in your area or a winery in an area you intend to visit. This print ad piques your interest, so you get out your smartphone, aim the camera lens at the ad, and your smartphone recognizes the image. Upon recognizing the image, your smartphone then generates on-screen images that you can interact with by the touch screen. Think of those on-screen images like the navigation choices on a website. You could touch one image to get a menu of their selection of wines. You could touch another to learn the difference between their Cabernet and their Merlot, and so on. Instead of merely viewing a two-dimensional image on a printed page, you're now viewing it through your device, and through image recognition, your device is allowing you to interact with the ad and find out more about that business right on the spot, right there in the moment. That immediacy is most certainly a plus, because you can learn more about the business immediately without having to physically go to your laptop, your PC, or your Mac and do a search. The level of engagement is enticing as well, because you can have numerous on-screen images to interact with and, you know, and therefore learn more. On the surface, this sounds good and potential is there. However, when you think about it, QR codes were the be-all, end-all, the wave of the future just a couple of years back. And now you don't hear about them so much. They haven't quite panned out like what was expected, to say the least. So potential is there. Engagement potential is definitely there. But I believe right now there are too many cons with augmented reality as far as printed advertisements go. Not to say that it can't be improved, but right on the surface, two things jump out. Number one, most print ads direct people to your business website anyway, and they can interact with your actual website. So why would they want to interact with a print ad? Again, you could argue that you're capitalizing on immediacy and that people will pull out their smartphone to interact with your ad in the moment, as we just talked about a couple of moments ago. However, people are mostly conditioned now to either go to your website on their computer or look it up on their smartphone, as mobile search is easy and it brings them right to your website. Now, number two, the mobile device has to remain pointed at the printed material in order for the interactive elements to continue showing up on the touchscreen. This is something I would think can certainly be modified. I could see it being modified to the point where you point your smartphone at the printed advertisement and it will bring you to their website. You know, again, there are all kinds of ways that this technology can be manipulated, and this is a part of the evolution of it anyway. But the fact that the device has to remain pointed at the printed material for the interactive elements to continue showing up on the touchscreen, that really cuts into engagement time, because I don't know about you, but I really don't want to be stuck aiming my mobile device at a print ad for too terribly long. This alone raises the question of just how much interactive material it would make sense to provide. The learning curve of something like this for a business could be quite expensive. The concept could possibly work with billboards as well, although even that opens up a Pandora's box of potential problems regarding the sensible use of your mobile device. Friends don't let friends augment and drive, if you know what I mean. The concept could spread to include advertisements on park benches, those obnoxious ads on the sides of buses, ads actually in the buses and in the subways, really any printed advertisements. We even saw a demonstration when Chris and I saw this augmented reality demonstration a few weeks back. We saw a demonstration of viewing an actual website through the mobile app and interacting, which it was kind of cool to see it, but it seemed way too gratuitous. I mean, kind of like looking at a picture of a picture. There are a lot of print media companies still in business and still doing well. The need for some kind of technological interaction with print media is definitely there, and augmented reality is a step in the right direction, but I believe its appeal is definitely limited to more educational realms and not so much with advertising, as today's consumers really are conditioned to search online for a given website after viewing the printed material or seeing a TV commercial, billboard, etc. And you know, and then there's mobile search as well. I mean, we have become a society where everybody's clutching their mobile phones. You go with each younger generation, and I'm thinking about my 17-year-old son now. It's like they're plugged into the mothership, no doubt. So it's a lot easier for them at that age to just pull out their mobile device and go to the website. So again, pros and cons, that's definitely a con. Now, will this concept evolve to revitalize print advertising? We'll see. It definitely bridges a gap, but the main hurdle to overcome is that this use of the technology is coming along, really, when you think about it, it's coming along late in the marketing game, like the Yellow Pages example before. Is it too late? If you want to see a nice video presentation of this augmented reality thing, there is a really nice one on this website. It's ARIND.org. That's augmented reality in education. Now, as promised, to wrap this thing up this week, I've got another blog post idea for you. One that is working great for some of our clients who are doing it. It's really simple, too. Have a member of your staff relate their favorite interaction that they have had with a client. Their coolest memory of customer service. And none of this stoic, ambiguous stuff. Something with some personality. Something relatable. Because again, you're looking to relate with your readers. I recently had a client whose staff member related a story on their blog where he said, "It was a Saturday and I was relaxing and I got a call from a client who needed help with a piece of equipment. That piece of equipment wasn't working and they needed it for a work project that night. I helped them fix it over the phone and they were happy because their equipment was fixed and working. And I was happy because I didn't have to go into work." I think we've all had moments where we can relate to that story in our own field of work. And that's what this is all about. Think about it and share those relatable stories with your visitors on your website. Again, it'll humanize you and it will increase that engagement with your audience on your website. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting, a good homegrown PA company for you. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Questions page, on the website, or email us info@minddnd.com. Thank you again for listening on iTunes, Spreaker, for all the love on Pinterest, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.